Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Wednesday. We've got a lot to get to. Busy, busy Wednesday in the midst of all the holiday hustle and bustle. Understand this, the Philadelphia Eagles players and coaches celebrated their Thanksgiving over the weekend. So it is all football with the sights set on Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals, 7-4. A red-hot Arizona Cardinals team led by NFC Offensive Player of the Week, quarterback Carson Palmer, coming to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Got a great show for you. Mike Quick visits us in studio, Cedric Thornton as well, and we go over to the enemy lines and talk to Mike Jarecki from Fox Radio in Arizona about the Cardinals. Are they for real? We take a look at that. And also, in our pre-snap read, Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell talk about some of the hybrid needs in defensive players. Tyrann Mathieu from the Cardinals, Connor Barwin from the Eagles, two examples of that. They will break those players down and talk about their value on the football field. First things first, as we get into a little congratulations here, Chris McPherson with today's headlines.
Good afternoon, Eagles fans. We'll get our headlines kicked off with Nick Foles being named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Month for the month of November. Foles was a perfect 3-0. He is the fourth quarterback in franchise history to win the award, the first since Michael Vick back in September of 2010. Foles tied an NFL record with 7 touchdown passes in the win over Oakland and finished the month with a passer rating of 152.8. That is the best in a single month by any quarterback in NFL history. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur said that the reason that Foles have been so good is his decision-making. Foles has the number one passer rating in the league against the blitz this season. That'll come in handy this Sunday against Arizona because the Cardinals are 5th in terms of blitzing and getting quarterbacks pressured in the passer rating category. Defensive coordinator Bill Davis, hey, he used to be the defensive coordinator in Arizona. He knows some of those players on the Cardinals offense, especially wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, whom he called the best wide receiver in the NFL. That offense revolves around the receiving core, not just Fitzgerald, but breakout receiver Michael Floyd as well. From an injury standpoint, the only player not expected to play this Sunday is Earl Wolfe. He is looking forward to being ready for the following week against the Detroit Lions. And this Sunday, kickoff is at 1 p.m., the Eagles and the Cardinals at Lincoln Financial Field. That'll do it for today's headlines. Let's send it back to the Xfinity studio for more Eagles Live with Dave Spadaro.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. The Eagles are getting their game together, getting ready for the Cardinals, understanding that Arizona, an outstanding football team, that offense, big plays down the field, a running game that has been pretty darn good of late, and a defense that is absolutely outstanding. We'll hear from the Cardinals in depth a little bit later on in the show. When we return to Eagles Live, Cedric Thornton comes by the studio now. A few years ago, undrafted kid on the practice squad, project. Now all of a sudden, people are talking about Cedric Thornton as a Pro Bowl defensive lineman. We visit with him on the other side. It's Eagles Live. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 Netflix chances, 5 cash prizes, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. and we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles defensive lineman Cedric Thornton, one of my favorite guys on the team, because I appreciate where you have come from and what you are now and hopefully where you're going to be, right, Cedric?
Yeah. Hopefully.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And thank you for allowing me to be here.
My pleasure. Let's talk about first the bye week and what you think you were able to take from the bye week. And just from a physical standpoint and mental standpoint, how much of a benefit it is.
I just enjoyed my bye week. I went home and seen my family, my mother and my dad and my siblings. And it just took the physical, you know, thing from football away and just mentally got me focused on my family and outside of football, you know, reality. So I just enjoyed it and, you know, it helped out a lot.
Is it more in the NFL, is it more difficult to get used to the physical, now that you're playing a lot, the physical pounding or the mental, just the day-to-day grind?
I think you definitely have to be more mentally prepared than your opponent, because everybody in the NFL is definitely on a physical level probably equal. So if you're out, you know, work your opponent mentally, then you'll be able to know when the plays are going to happen and where they're going to come from. So I think it's just the mental part.
Is that – when you're talking about mental parts, do you mean you study a lot of film? I mean, how much film do you watch a week?
I watch a lot of film, whether it's with the coaches or on
my
iPad. I can't even just really give you an accurate calculation of how much, but I watch a lot.
Games and games of your opponent.
Definitely games and games of my opponent. Mostly the person that's going to line up in front of me, whether it's the tackle or the guard, and just try to, you know, learn the running back, whether he's a cutback kind of guy like McCoy or he's a downhill runner like Lacy was from Green Bay. So, you know, I just study all my opponents.
That is interesting. You know, I got to tell you, I don't think I really comprehended that a defensive lineman would also study the running back. I thought it was just kind of – the man in front of you.
You definitely want to study the running back, because if you get a guy like Shady, which I'm glad he's on my team, then he can kind of juke you out to where he set up his blocks to run, you know, the right way. So if you get to that mental part, whether a running back is a power runner or outside or cutback, then that's half the battle right there.
Cedric, when did that mental part of it become clear that how important it was? I mean, you came in, you weren't drafted. You know, your first year is spent kind of waiting, watching, learning, getting stronger. Did you learn then that it was going to take the mental preparation to become the player you want to be?
I definitely learned a little bit then. But just having Coach Aziero and his coaching staff with me, you know, learning a new defense at 3-4. So it basically took me back to the basics and taught me the game over. And I learned a lot this year than I have in the previous years. And I appreciate my coaches for that.
What were your thoughts when the team originally introduced the idea of going to a 3-4? Is there a period like, geez, I got to learn this whole game over?
It definitely was a period then. And when the coaches came in here and they simplified it for us, I was kind of happy that I was stuck around, that they kept me. So our coaches do a good job of just simplifying it for us and making it easier. And I just learned that it's more of defeating the man in front of you than, you know, trying to look in the backfield and make plays. Because once you defeat the man in front of you, then you only got the second key, and that's the running back or the quarterback.
I got to be honest with you. We did an interview in training camp, and I felt like every question I asked you, you said, well, I just got to defeat the man in front of me. And I was like, come on, Cedric, give me something here.
Yeah.
But it really is – it's beat that guy. But then the second level is having a concept, an idea of the concepts of the offense, what the running back might do. And as you say, anticipating ahead of where those players, their minds are.
Yeah, I think it's something like chess. Never played it before, but it's an anticipation game. So that's what I do. I try to know my opponent in front of me, whether my blocker is going to be an aggressive guy or whether he's laid back or his sets, and then just try to focus on the quarterback and the running back then.
Do you read stories or listen to what people say about you?
I do, but I take it with a grain of salt. So I take it with a little bit, and I just take it as motivation. I thank them, you know, the ones that love me. Like, a million people love me, but I know 100,000 hate me. So I just thank God for the opportunity and thank God for my critics and thank God for my motivators.
The defense coming together here, you guys must feel really confident. 7 games in a row, 21 points or less. Collectively, good feeling, good vibe in the huddle?
Yeah, it is. It is. But we all have different motivation and different you know, goals that we want to have in a season. And our overall goal in defense is to shut out our opponents, hold them to a 0-point game. Last game we almost had that, mm-hmm. and you know, we kind of gave it up at the end. But as a defense, we want to win, and we want the game to rely on us. And if we stop them from scoring and our offense score, then that dictates the game. That allows us to win overall. And our defense is coming together as a unit, and our coaches are just bringing us together and just having that bond, that brotherhood that I always talk about. And we have that with D'Amico Ryans and Connor Barron and Trent Cole and Kerry Williams and, you know, all the veterans that we got. And even Bradley Fletcher, he's a leader in as an example. He's going to hold it down on Sundays, and he does the same thing in practice. And we just rely on each other.
How about the feeling with the young guys up front? You got six linemen rotating a lot, everybody playing great football.
Yeah, we're definitely young. We got Benny Logan, who's a rookie. He didn't know he was going to be playing right now, and he's playing great football right now. Well, not great, but good. He can be better. And Fletcher Cox on the other side, he's a great player, as you know, and we're just trying to come together as a front seven, you know, with the linebackers and the defensive line. And we're doing that right now good, but we want to be great, so the sky's the limit.
Well, I got to tell you, the people who watch the game intently, they recognize just how well you're playing. You're playing some outstanding football. Don't you think so?
I think I'm doing all right. I glorify God, and I think that I'm not where I want to be right now.
Right.
And I think I can get better just by the physical, where it's hitting the bags every day, or in the film room mentally. So I'm definitely not where I want to be, and I definitely feel like I can do a whole lot
You
more.
Are loving it, though, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm loving
it. Great.
It.
What comes in undrafted, doesn't play as a rookie, gets some time last year, and now look where you are.
I know, starting. It's all God. I glorify him and give him the credit and the glory.
Very good. Cedric, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cedric Thorne in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well-rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
It's time for the Amorosos on the Menu feature. Check it out on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for this week's tailgate recipe. I know turkey's on everybody's mind, and why not? Let's take a look at this beauty of a sandwich that I have in front of me that I'm going to really enjoy here. This is called the No Huddle. It's got some Dietz and Watson roasted turkey breast, some Dietz and Watson sliced sharp cheddar cheese, my favorite, little mayonnaise, little Dijon mustard, some red leaf lettuce, washed and dried, of course, and some Amoroso Kaiser rolls. To make this all come together, you toast the roll, spread it with mayo and mustard, add some sliced cheese, lettuce, and turkey. Press it in a panini press or serve at room temperature. I like the panini press myself. This one has not been panini pressed, but that's fine. The fine folks at Flix made it, so it'll be delicious here after I'm finished this. Got four sandwiches to make, and you will enjoy it. Go to our fan zone, and you have a chance to vote on the best recipes of the month of November. You have a chance to attend the Amorosos Combine in 2014 right here at the NovaCare Complex. So do it now. Go vote. It only takes a moment. The No Huddle is today's offering. little turkey special for everyone who's got turkey on the minds. While I eat this, you get a little pre-snap read and also have a chance to give us a phone call, 215-339-6709. And our pre-snap read today, Greg Cosell, Adam Kaplan, talking about some of the hybrid requirements in today's NFL on the defensive side of the football. You can't just be a one-dimensional player and make it, particularly at the linebacker position and in the defensive backfield.
94 down, 51 Mike. Mike 20. Mike 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 13 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the All-22 tape, and to do it, we've got the best in the business, at least for my money, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Welcome to Week 13. When we look at the trends, we've covered a lot on both sides of the football, but one of the emerging trends of the National Football League is one of my favorites. It's the hybrid player. It's the safety that you line up in the box, and there's so many different players. For many years, we looked at Charles Woodson as that guy. He was the prototypical safety in the box, move him around. He can play slot corner. He can move him pretty much anywhere. Now, when we look at today's game, although Charles Woodson is still playing, he's up there in his 30s. So let's take a look at some of the younger players. And one in particular, as we get started here, Tyrann Mathieu, the rookie safety, right, has been tremendous. And it's amazing. Steve Keim, their GM, saw something on tape. Once they got through all the off-the-field stuff, when you just look at the player here, Greg, what does he look like to you on tape?
On tape, he's terrific, and he plays a variety of positions. You'll see him play over the slot when they go nickel or dime. You'll see him play pure safety, and he has tremendous range. One thing that really stands out on film when you watch this kid is how quick he is to the football. He's an explosive kid, and that's one of the first things you look for when you study guys on film, is you see the explosive traits with their movement. And he has that.
Now, when we take a look at some of these hybrid players, I remember watching the matchup show on ESPN, and I heard Ron Jaworski talk about playing dime. The Chiefs play more dime than anyone,
yep,
and Eric Berry's that guy.
Eric Berry. See, the teams that play dime have to have a hybrid player. You look at Eric Berry, a great example. He's a hybrid safety linebacker. Very often these players, what they can do is they play the run, they can blitz, they play man-to-man against the tight end. We saw earlier in the season the Eagles play Tampa Bay. Mark Barron is that guy for the Bucs. The Eagles upcoming are going to play the Detroit Lions. Here's a name not a lot of people know, but a very good player, Glover Quinn, another guy who is used the same way. The key for these guys is they must be able to do two things in particular. They must be able to blitz, and they must be able to play man-to-man against tight ends. If you can't do that, you can't be that hybrid player.
Now, when we look at defensive backs, you've mentioned Eric Berry, you've mentioned Charles Woodson, Glover Quinn, Tyrann Mathieu. Do you see any linebackers playing that hybrid role where they can drop into coverage and do different things?
Well, there's a lot of linebackers now. The game has changed to where speed, movement, explosive traits in the open field are far more important than taking on lead blocks. That's not a trait that scouts look for the way they did years ago, taking on lead blocks in the ISO run game. That will not make a linebacker a first-round pick.
Exactly. Now we look at Connor Barrow, and here's a guy that they line up at as a linebacker. The guy that I saw at the Senior Bowl some years ago came out of University of Cincinnati
as a basketball player, as a tight end,
and he was also a walk-on on the basketball team. Now, Connor Barwin is a guy who can drop.
Yep.
He can rush. He sets the edge, and you're seeing the versatility in his game.
No, and we saw against the Redskins what a phenomenal job he did dropping into the passing lanes. Bill Davis did a phenomenal job just scheming, and Connor Barwin was the beneficiary of it, dropping into passing lanes, taking away those quick inside throws. He had the athletic ability to do that as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
And Greg, when you were talking about the Chiefs and the dime defenses, to me, I think it's got to be a response to the offenses and the rules now, because quite frankly, defenses now, they're more restrictive. There's only so much they can do, so they've got to counteract these offenses.
An offense today is mostly three wide. Some teams still are more traditional and line up with, you know, two tight ends or two backs, but mostly the game now is played with multiple wide receivers spreading the field. So what do defenses have to do? They have to get more athletic players who can run sideline to sideline. The emphasis now is on explosive movement on defense. It's not on physicality. It's not the same game it was years ago. So that's absolutely critical for today's defenses, in the NFL is they must have players with range, with sideline to sideline movement, and that's true at safety and it's true at linebacker.
And that's why we talked about Connor Barron, because you see his versatility. And Greg, one of the biggest challenges you have now in the National Football League is to sort of counteract these big receivers and these movable tight ends. We've seen Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, JerMichael Finley, these unbelievably athletic tight ends who, quite frankly, are like NFL power forwards. Greg, what do you do here if you're a defender?
Well, and it's not only tight ends. That's the thing, is now you're getting bigger wide receivers who don't just line up outside the numbers. They line up inside, maybe in 3-by-1 sets. They're the inside slot. So they're running routes against linebackers, against safeties. The Eagles this week play the Cardinals. Bruce Arians does a terrific job with Fitzgerald, with Michael Floyd, lining them up tight to the formation. They often run routes against linebackers and safeties, which comes back to our original point. You need linebackers in particular, but certainly safeties as well, who are athletic, can move, and can cover.
Great information out of you for Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
24 down, 51 white. White 20! White 20!
Well, good job, fellas. Thanks for that. Now we go to our game plan feature. Ike Reese, Brian Baldinger talking about the leader of the Eagles defense, really the leader of the Eagles team on the field, off the field, having a Pro Bowl season. If you get a chance to vote for him, please do so. D'Amico Ryans, the man in the middle of the Eagles defense.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Ike, almost every single week I look at a stat page. And at the end of the game, this man right here is leading his team in tackles. And he just looks unbelievably comfortable in the scheme right now. The defense line is doing a good job of protecting him.
Yeah, I think you said it best there, Baldy. He just looks comfortable. He's playing off instincts as opposed to thinking about everything, being in an uncomfortable scheme last year. He's right at home in the middle. That front line, that D-line, they're keeping him clean. You take a look at this play here. He reads it, dissects it, and runs straight to the football. This is the way you play middle linebacker.
I mean, he's just keying. He's just reading his keys right here. He sees Eddie Lacy going that way. He's going to meet him.
Yeah.
Going to meet him. And then the angle is great. And then the way that he goes through the outside shoulder right here, you know, and then just really gets square to him and then takes him down. I mean, Eddie Lacy's a 230-pound back right here. He takes him right off his feet right here. Runs right through him right there. I mean, it's just a perfect form tackle.
Yeah, it really is. And I love the way he was able to keep pace with the running back. Mm-hmm. Didn't overrun the play. Didn't get cut off by the lineman. Does a great job of having a nice feel inside that box there.
And then he really mans the middle. And in the passing game, anybody that's running a crosser, he's looking to create a little bit of contact right here, some collisions to knock all those crossers off their route.
It's one thing I learned about this middle linebacker spot. Old number 54 used to love doing this. Mm-hmm. You get a receiver coming across that middle, it's better to hit him than have to chase him and cover him.
That's right.
And D'Amico takes full advantage of that five-yard rule when mm-hmm. you're allowed to chuck receivers that are coming across the middle. Hey, it's going to help you out in coverage if you can get a nice hit on him.
But I think it also helps is the instant recognition. Here he is. He's talking to Michael Kendricks here, pre-snap right here.
The communication is big here. As you'll see, he and Kendricks really have the running back and the tight end, man-to-man. And what he's calling there is what we like to call a banjo. He goes out, I'll take the first one coming in. Nice pass off between he and Kendrick, and Romo didn't have anywhere to go and winds up throwing a bad pass to the tight end.
The Game Plan Show, tune in, 12:05 a.m. on Saturday night, 11:30 a.m. on Sundays on 6ABC in Philadelphia. And for all of you outside of the market, you can, of course, watch the shows anytime on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Mike Quick, an excited man for this weekend's game. We speak to him on the other side, former Eagles Pro Bowl wide receiver, obviously the color analyst for the Eagles Radio Network, and he knows the Cardinals are going to be a tough one on Sunday. We get the slant, if you will, from Mike Quick on the other side here on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 home all tickets, 6 match, 6 chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro. My good buddy Mike Quick here. We are back from the bye week. We're ready to go. Sunday, the Eagles and the Cardinals.
Look at you all
fired
up. I'm
ready. Who isn't? Aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fun is back here. Come on.
I'm looking forward to this final stretch and guys having an opportunity to get away from the game a little bit, get a break. And I think they should come back with fresh legs and renewed. And, you know, when you get a little break like this with games left, I think you really do get – a new perspective, you get a little fired up to finish out the season.
What changes in December in the NFL?
Everything just magnifies because December sets up whether or not you're going to go to the playoffs. So all of these games are much more important in December. And when you can win December, you set yourself up for the playoffs in a very good run.
I think if I looked at the schedule early, I would tell you the Arizona Cardinals, pretty confident of that one. Huh. This team a lot better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, I bet everybody thought they're going to be. Bruce Arians, their head coach, has done one heck of a job with that team. Defensively, they're one of the best teams in the National Football League, and they have so many weapons on the offensive side of the ball that they are a problem.
It's a matchup in a lot of ways of Carson Palmer throwing the football down the field to Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd, and how do the Eagles match up with that size? So let's start there. How do the Eagles match up with – really, Fitzgerald, Floyd, and then a running game with Ellington and Mendenhall splitting time.
Well, you know what? I think it's more than the matchup with those guys on the outside. I think the key is going to be getting to the head. And, you know, back in the day, the whole thing about Buddy Ryan's 46 defense was getting to the quarterback, getting to the head, because it really dictated what happened. So I think it's going to be a matter of getting to Carson Palmer and disrupting him. Not so much those guys on the outside, because they're so hard to cover. You know, Larry Fitzgerald's one of the best receivers in the National Football League. And, you know, a young guy like Michael Floyd, just oozing with talent, very, very difficult to cover both those guys.
You know, back in this game when the Cardinals played the Bucs, I watched that game and the Bucs really dominated up front. And from that point on, I kind of thought, well, Arizona may have all these weapons, but the offensive line not good enough to take advantage of what they have on the outside. They seem to have gotten a lot better up front, Mike, and that does pose a challenge, giving Palmer that big arm time to throw the football and give Larry and Michael a chance to catch it.
Dave, that's going to be the key to the game. How much does Carson Palmer stand tall in the pocket, or is he going to have to get in that fetal position because he's getting too many rushes around him, getting to him? You know, if Fletcher Cox and these guys up front, if they can get pressure on him, that's going to determine whether or not this team is going to keep them off the scoreboard.
If you are Chip Kelly, what are you doing offensively? You've got number 21, Patrick Peterson, on DeSean Jackson, shut down corner against a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. Do you want to go at that? Do you want to stay away from that? How do you approach it?
I think you have to at least try him. You've got to take some shots at him. But really, you want to get the football into Riley Cooper's hand. I think LeSean McCoy should be a huge factor in this football game, be it running the football or catching the football. The screen game should be big because they get a big pass rush coming after your quarterback. Right. The screen game, I think, is going to be big to the tight end, to the halfback. But it's going to be very important that Nick Foles makes good decisions and spreads the football around.
It's interesting, Mike. I never got a feel for Todd Bowles last year. I mean, he was running the wide nine front and the Eagles defense in disarray. The job he's done in Arizona, the way that defense swarms to the football, very, very impressive from Todd.
Well, Bowles has an opportunity now to just run the defense that he wants to run. He calls the shots. There's no wide nine that he has to develop his defense around, and it's made it a lot better for him as a defensive signal caller that he has total autonomy over that defense.
Yeah, they just dominate up front. Look at these guys. Dansby, inside linebacker. Nobody wanted him. Matthew, big-time problems in college, playing outstanding football at safety. And then Peterson and the matchup against DeSean Jackson. Let's talk about it from a former Pro Bowl wide receiver standpoint. What do you do against Patrick Peterson?
I'd love it. And I think DeSean Jackson will love the challenge. The problem is making sure that Peterson doesn't get his hands on DeSean because he's much bigger. He's 6'2", he's 200-plus pounds. He's a physical guy, and he can also run as well as DeSean Jackson. So he's got to be able to slip him at the line of scrimmage and then just try and get away from him getting on the back end of the play.
You love these kind of things. When a cornerback would say, hey, yeah, I'm going to cover my quick.
See, and DeSean has to love this challenge, that a guy wants to one-on-one take you out of the football game. You rise to that challenge.
Yeah, well, DeSean Jackson having a great season, his best in his six NFL years here in Philadelphia. Mike Quick, thanks, man.
You got it.
Good luck on Sunday. Make sure you tune in to Mike and Merrill on the Eagles Radio Network. We thank Mike Quick for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
It's time to talk Arizona Cardinals, and to do so, we bring in from Fox Sports 9:10 a.m. Mike Jarecki joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. And Mike, we thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. I think we're a little surprised here to look up and see the Cardinals with four straight wins, a 7-4 record. How do you feel about that football team?
Well, you know, they completely changed the roster. I mean, anytime you bring in a new general manager, even though he was here, now he has, you know, room to make some moves, and you hire a brand new head coach in Bruce Arians. Usually there's a lot of turnover, and I'm a little surprised that they have a 7-win at this point in the season, but I got to give them credit. They have a really good defense. The special teams has been obviously one of the bright spots, and then the offense is starting to click right now. So I think this is what they envisioned when they brought in Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians, but a little surprising they are 7-4 after 11 games.
All right, let's talk about Carson Palmer, the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week, acquired in the offseason. They like his big arm. They like his big presence in the pocket. He's clearly benefited, Mike, from what the Cardinals want to do, and that's throw the football down the field. He's got some big receivers. Tell me how Carson has played.
You know, initially he was struggling. He had a lot of interceptions. He's played really well during this four-game winning streak. You know, his completion percentage is close to 70%. He's thrown eight touchdowns and only two interceptions. And And I think it was a matter of the Cardinals and Carson Palmer getting on the same page. I think they've simplified the game plan now for him. It was very complex early on, a tough offense to learn under Bruce Arians. So when he has a clean pocket, he's a rhythm quarterback. And when he's able to make the throws, he definitely can throw the deep ball. And you're starting to get Michael Floyd and Rob Hauser involved in the passing game. So, again, early on he was getting pressured, kind of forcing things, didn't really understand the offense. But now he's a rhythm guy, and he looks a lot better.
Yeah, it really seems like the offensive line, Mike. I mean, we've all known about Fitzgerald, and as you say, Floyd is really becoming a major factor. But the offensive line early in the season, when I would watch a game, it was almost sieve-like. It has improved dramatically. What's been the difference?
Well, the first thing they did is they traded Levi Brown to Pittsburgh, one of their former first-round picks, and they acquired Bradley Solly. They actually claimed him off waivers before the season started. He was with the Indianapolis Colts last year. Young guy, you know, very, very quick on his feet. You know, not a guy that has a lot of power, but they've utilized the tight ends more now. They went out and got Jake Ballard off the free agent list, and he's more of a blocking tight end, 6'6", 275. So I think they've gone with more match protection using the two and three tight ends. And also the running backs have been asked to tip this year a little bit more than they have in the past. So it looks like they're going with mass protection, and they're able to throw the ball down the field now.
Has the combination of Ellington and Mendenhall been effective enough to make defenses at least feel like they have to respect the Cardinals' running game?
Well, early on, you know, Mendenhall, I thought he'd come off his best game of the year. He looked a lot quicker last week. And Ellington has been a pleasant surprise getting him in the sixth round. But early on, though, you know, if you're going to run the ball, you know, 25, 30 times a game, I get the impression Mendenhall is more of a grunt guy, going to get the tough yards. And then Ellington, they like to use him in the passing game. Even though he hasn't caught a ton of passes, they'll put him in motion, kind of like a Darren Sproles type. The thing with the Cardinals is they don't want to wear him down. They're hoping that he can gain 10 pounds in the offseason, referring to Ellington. But right now, you know, with Ellington's speed and Mendenhall's toughness inside the tackles, they feel like they got a good 1-2 punch here at the running back position.
Hey, Mike, we had a taste of Todd Bowles last year. He was here and at one point the defensive coordinator. Never really got a feel for what his defensive philosophy was thrown into a very tough situation. Describe the Arizona defense. I know they're fast to the football. I know they're relentless. I know they're very good in all facets.
The difference is under Todd Bowles, he's asking the defensive lineman now to rush up the field. When Ray Horton was here, you know, with Darnell Dockett and Calais Campbell, they were asked more to kind of occupy space and let the linebackers shoot the gap. And I got to be honest, picking up John Abraham, you know, day before training camp, re-signing Carlos Dansby, who was released in Miami, and then bringing in Matt Shaughnessy from the Oakland Raiders, it's really solidified the front seven. And then you throw in Darrell Washington, who's one of the quickest linebackers, if not the quickest linebacker in football. It allows them to do so many different things. And even though on paper it says the Cardinals blitz more than any other team, it's more about Todd Bowles bringing pressure from every angle. Tyrann Mathieu blitzes, Jeremiah Bell blitzes. So they're a very attacking defense, and they're very good in the open field when it comes to tackle.
Mike, do you see this as a team that is, in fact, for real?
You know, I still don't think they've peaked yet. I think they put themselves in position to make a run. But now the schedule gets a little bit tougher. Obviously, beating the Colts, they got to go on the road to Philadelphia. You know, then they got to come back here and play some division games against the Rams and Seahawks and Niners. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. We're really looking forward to it. Mike Jarecki, we thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Dave.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more. one more. Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more chance. One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Well, the cold weather is upon us, and the Pro Shop is ready for you. Both at Lincoln Financial Field, our Eagles official Pro Shop, and online here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You're looking for the perfect holiday gift? Well, look no further. We've got that sweet Eagles toboggan hat, got the cool jacket underneath, and I know from talking to my people, because, you know, I'm the insider, they've got a whole slew of Nick Foles authentics piling up right now, getting ready to be displayed, including the black Nick Foles number 9 authentic that he'll be wearing on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. So make your order now and get your Eagles gear in time for the holidays. Lots to get to here, all right? And we want you to look good and feel good about this Philadelphia Eagles football team. Earlier today, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur meeting the media, understanding he's got a very tough assignment on Sunday. The Cardinals outstanding on defense. How do the Eagles get the ball to DeSean Jackson? What does Nick Foles do against the blitz? Let's go to earlier today, the best of Pat Shurmur in his press conference.
Their blitz percentage has been pretty consistent no matter who they've played or what style of offense. So I think they believe in pressuring. They trust their corners and their ability to cover, whether it's a man pressure or some kind of a fire zone. And so, I don't think it really matters what you do on offense. I do know they believe in getting pressure on the quarterback. You know, I think LeSean's having an outstanding year. He's been very productive for us. And he's having, you know, and just based on what I saw yesterday out in practice, he looks healthy and ready to go. So, you know, we're aware of how much he carries the football. But we do feel confident when we put Bryce in there or Chris in there or even Tucker when he was up. So we feel good about that position group. And, of course, LeSean, just by sheer numbers, has a chance to have one of his best years. Coaches and players at times, their emotions go up and down. And somebody somewhere has to keep calm. And I think that's what Nick does. He has a calm presence, although he has the ability to express his emotions of happiness or displeasure in ways that sometimes aren't obvious. And I think that's important too. No matter how tall you are as a quarterback, you throw in lanes, you know, because the ball just comes out. And so whether you're 6 foot tall or you're 6 foot five, you got to throw in lanes. It's very difficult to throw over people. And I think Nick has developed a good feel for that.
All right, we take a look at the Eagles in the practice bubble today. Defensive line coach Jerry Azzanero got a young group of players he's been working with, really wants to get some pressure on Carson Palmer on Sunday. The Eagles defense understands that if Palmer sits back in the pocket and has time to throw the football down the field, he's got Larry Fitzgerald, he's got Michael Floyd, he's got Roberts, who's a good player, good players at tight ends. Hauser gets the ball, 28 catches this year. Really, really good Arizona receivers. The challenge for the Cardinals has been protecting Palmer. Palmer sacked 30 times this year, although he's been really good of late. Wins over the Jacksonville Jaguars a couple of weeks ago, and then a big one on Sunday against the Colts. Kind of a coming-of-age win for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator. Eagles defense, 7 straight games, 21 points or less. How about the Eagles D coming off the bye, heading into December? Bill Davis meets the media this morning.
It will be our biggest challenge of the last 5-6 weeks because they not only is Carson Palmer protecting the football, he's not turning it over. He's spreading the football out to all the different weapons they have, and they've got a lot of weapons. It's an impressive team from a talent standpoint. And then you've got a wealth of knowledge on their coaching staff. So they're a lot like us in that brand-new coaching staff, brand-new system, a lot of free agent players and some draft picks mixed in. And right, you know, you can feel them hitting their stride as far as the players understanding the system, the quarterback getting it to where it needs to be, the offensive line protecting better. This is a huge challenge for us. Their receivers are the strength of this offense, and Carson gets them the ball. I mean, you got Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald, who Fitzgerald still is probably the best receiver in the league, the way he plays, and he's off the hamstring now. That bye week got him healthy, and you could see that in last week's game. You got a healthy Larry Fitzgerald, which is always trouble.
Is there insight you have on Fitzgerald, having been around him as long as you were, that
could be advantageous? The insight is he's probably the best receiver in the league. You know, I've got nothing but respect for him, and he does a great job at the ball. He's one of the strongest reach out and snatch the ball guys that are out there, and he's got such a drive to succeed and catch the football every time that I've got a lot of respect for Larry and Michael. Now, Michael's the other one now. The thing the last couple of years that you haven't had, Larry hasn't had, was the opposite guy that you had to kind of keep in check. Well, now you've got two, and then you got Roberts who's coming into his own. You've got a nice young tight end in Hausler that can you know, stress you a little bit. Ellington's a nice pass-receiving running back that comes out of backfield. So now you've got to look at a lot of different people. You can't just put your focus on Larry, and that's helping Larry, I think.
You know, a lot to say about Bruce Arians, former Temple head coach. Has made his way up the ranks in the NFL. Last year did a wonderful job replacing Chuck Pagano, who was sidelined with his cancer during the Colts' turnaround season. Now, Arians removes the interim tag from the head coaching title and is doing a terrific job with the Arizona Cardinals. He's got them playing good football. He met the Philadelphia media, his conference call this morning, talking a lot about moving on up in the NFL. And his Arizona Cardinals doing the very same thing.
They're getting there, you know. Been very fortunate, you know. They grew up in Indianapolis with Marvin and Jerome Payton, and E.G. Green was really good. And Pittsburgh with Hines and Plex, and then Hines and Santonio. Michael is emerging now to becoming a really, really quality player. Larry's been one for a long time, but it has a chance to be one of the best. We went back and evaluated, you know, all the throws that he made last year, and he obviously could still make all the throws. Haven't played against him when he was in Cincinnati for all those years, and I was in Pittsburgh. I knew how tough he was, and how he never gave up on a ball game. Pleasantly surprised once I got him what kind of gym rat he is. I mean, we got to kick him out of the building. He's always here. He's always asking questions. He's always looking for the next thing, and that's what you want out of your quarterback. Now, it took a long time. Because this is a fairly complicated offense, totally different to what he's been in, for him to feel comfortable. And probably took longer for the receivers to feel comfortable. But now it looks like the last 2 weeks we're starting to get it, and it really shows up on the practice field, and it's nice to see it showing up in the games. Bright young star, you know. I mean, he protects the football. He's extremely accurate. He's athletic. You know, coming out, you thought there was a lot of raw ability there. And he has the size and stature you're looking for in a quarterback. So I'm not surprised at all. You know, Chip's done a great job of putting him in successful situations.
Later on today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Larry Fitzgerald, local boy from Valley Forge Military Academy, just a terrific kid, went to University of Pittsburgh, had a great career there, and has, of course, been one of the very finest football players and citizens in the NFL. Since the Cardinals made him their first-round draft pick. And it's just a great kid. We take a look at Eagles practice. We wait for D'Amico Ryans, LeSean McCoy to meet the media. We invite you to give us a call, taking some predictions. We are live tomorrow, by the way, 215-339-6709. Eagles, Cardinals, we want to hear from you on this Thanksgiving Eve. And just a brief shout-out, guys. Safe travels today. I know a lot of storms around the country. I know that everybody's going to see family and loved ones. So please be safe, and let's all enjoy Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles looking for win number 4. Tomorrow we're live at 11 o'clock. Chip Kelly's press conference at 11:05, and then Nick Foles meets the media after practice. So even though it's a holiday, we are here for you. So thank you for joining us in advance. You guys are the best. We are live every day because we know that you are with us every day. All right, let's go to the phones. Lee in North Carolina joins us. Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's up, Dave? I wanted to ask you, and I'll let you go. You think they'll use Michael Vick as like a trick play or like a running back or a receiver?
Let's talk about this. Now, Lee, I don't know. Do you think that is something that I think possibly, sure, but would you like to see it, Lee?
Yeah, I would love to see that. That's electrifying right there.
Well, I'll tell you, man, the truth is, Lee, with both Vic healthy, with Brad Smith healthy, and at least having a somewhat of an understanding of the offense, there are some gadgets that Chip could incorporate into the offense. I guess I'd be surprised if that happened, but no question about it, if you really want to run an option-type offense here and there, and I'm talking sparingly, you could do it. Now, I watched the Jets and the Ravens over the weekend, and both of those teams ran the Wildcat, and they both ran it too much, and both offenses were lousy. I think Chip would like to stick with Nick Foles, keep him in there, get a rhythm, but certainly he has some options, no question.
I mean, you make sense. You're more of a businessman about it. I'm just a fan, but, yeah, I would love to see it.
I hear you. Hey, give me a prediction for Sunday.
42-13 Eagles all the way.
Why such a blowout?
Just because I think our defense are playing well. We're keeping them under 20 points the last three games. Nick Foles is ready for another big game. I think it's all systems go.
Okay. Lee, I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right, too. Let's go, Birds, baby.
You got it, man. Thanks for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. Bye.
All right, take care. Thank you for the phone call, 215-339-6709. Yeah, it is Nick Foles, and there are options. And if Patrick Peterson's job is to take away DeSean Jackson, what other weapons do the Eagles get into the mix? How do they make this offense explosive? We have seen how important it is to get number 10 involved in the offense every single week. Every single week. Patrick Peterson, big, strong, physical, man-to-man, gets up and presses the wide receivers, can play bump and run, can run with Jackson. So what do the Eagles want to do here to get him into the offense? And do they perhaps incorporate Brad Smith just a little bit more into the way things are going here? 215-339-6709, the telephone number. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to California and talk to, I'm sorry, the name?
Saeed Sarwar.
Hey, how are you, Sarwar?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dave?
Great, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you know, I love your show. I'm a big Philly fan, and I'm happy with Chip, with what Chip is doing. He's making it happen, and I'm happy with our offense, our defense. And, you know, I'm excited for the rest of this season. I really think we're going to take care of the Cardinals.
Well, tell me what you got. How are you feeling about this? I guess the question, Sarwar, is what did you think was going to happen this year?
You know, I really thought Chip was going to bring in that Oregon offense. And I was surprised that he didn't continue it after the first week. But once Nick Foles started taking over, he started getting things going. And I love Vic, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think he's the man for the job.
Right. Well, he played well. He got hurt. And Nick Foles came in and played better. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Players usually don't lose their jobs because of injury, but Nick has done just such a tremendous job. NFC Offensive Player of the Month in November sets a record for passer rating. I mean, he's just been great. And let's hope he keeps up. These five games are going to be very, very telling about Nick Foles.
They are. Yeah, dude, we're going to have a tough rest of the season. But
give me
a
prediction.
My prediction is, I'd say 31-14 Eagles all the way, of course.
Wow.
And Dave, I was going to ask you for a favor. You can give a shout out to my brother for his birthday.
Do it,
Wally.
Wally?
Yes, sir.
Wally, happy birthday, bro.
Appreciate it.
From
Dave.
All the Eagles.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks.
Thanks, Philly, all day.
Thanks, Sarwar. Thanks, brother. All right, let's take a little break here. Eagles inside today. Obviously, a big storm came through the area last night. All cleared out. Weather should be nice on Sunday for Eagles and the Cardinals. When we return, DeMeco Ryans, LeSean McCoy, addressing the media, their weekly press conferences, live right here on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Lego Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
All right, we welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live. We're live tomorrow at 11 o'clock, so tune in. Chip Kelly's final media address of the week. And I guess he won't be asked about the quarterback position, huh? What will we do without a quarterback controversy, debate, or conversation? Nick Foles, the starter, today named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Month in November. A quarterback rating... a record quarterback rating of 152.8. Wow. What a performance for Nick Foles. 4-1 as a starter. And huge, huge tests coming because the Cardinals will blitz. And Pat Shurmur says that Nick is fine against the blitz. I keep reading about this triple gap, triple blitz through the gap, the A gap, that the Arizona Cardinals run. It's like, it sounds like a four-lane highway with linebackers and Darnell Dockett and... boy, you got to be on the same page with your hot read, that's for sure, no doubt about it. And as Bill Davis, as far as he's concerned, Larry Fitzgerald, the NFL's best receiver, hard to argue that one. Fitzgerald has been dynamite against the Eagles in recent years. The injury update, Earl Wolf, Eagles safety, eyes return versus the Lions on December 8th. Meanwhile, everyone else on the field, ready to go. That includes Michael Kendricks, that includes Bradley Fletcher. Good to get that big body on the field Sunday at 1 o'clock, Eagles, Cardinals on Fox. All right, the Eagles play the Cardinals on Sunday, but let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. 5 games remain, people. Tick-tock, 5 games remain. The stretch run is here. 2 home games. One against the Cardinals, 7-4. One against the Lions, who are 6-5, and they play on Thanksgiving against the Packers. So the Lions will have that 10-day break. Didn't seem to hurt the Eagles when they played the Washington Redskins last week or 2 weeks ago. And then it's a road game to see Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings. Great game there. Peterson on one side of the offense and then LeSean McCoy on the other side. The NFL's top 2 running backs now. We'll see how it looks on December 15th. December 22nd, the Chicago Bears come to town. And then it's the finale against the Cowboys. Let's go to LeSean McCoy meeting the media here at the NovaCare Complex.
Oh, my bad. No. I'm pretty much done.
Sean, looking at this defense you're going to face, is this
you know, arguably the toughest defense you're going to face all year on film seeing them?
Well, they're definitely a stingy defense when it comes to yardage and points. They play well together. They're a big group, big aggressive group. They have tons of confidence in their corners, so that allows them to do so much with blitzing and kind of stacking the box. So they're a good group. I'm not sure if they'll be the best defense we'll face, but they're definitely one of them.
How tough is this stretch here, these next five games here starting with Arizona?
It's big. I think these next couple of games are so big for us. I think the bye week came just in the right time. And now we're kind of prepared for this last stretch. And I think every game, man, we got to take one by one. I think just you can't look past any team, and we just got to be better than that team that week. And this week is the Arizona Cardinals, so it's 0-0, just looking for the one win. And then we're looking forward and forward. So that's the mentality we have.
LeSean, against Washington, it seemed like you had a lot of defenders. You had to deal with in the backfield kind of right when you got the ball. Why was that, and is that a point of emphasis here going forward to limit those?
Just different schemes they had to kind of take me out the game. With some of them plays, they wanted Nick to keep the ball. So they were just, you know, slanting them. And I was just seeing it and reacting to it. But we have some for that. I think it's all about how you want to play us. I think last week we played, well, not last, but the last game, I thought we ran the ball well and we made plays. Just got to be just mindful of just finishing the game out, you know, being up by a lot or not, just finishing out.
You've been through two playoff runs in 2009 and 2010. Deshaun has. Not many guys in that locker room have. Have you had to talk to any new guys about what it takes to win in December and get to the playoffs?
We haven't really been focusing on the playoffs. Our main focus is, like I said before, just winning each game at a time. The only thing we can really control and worry about, I think, is this week against the Cardinals. I think once you start really worrying about the playoffs and everyone get in and how's it feel to be there, your mind just wanders. And having younger guys who hasn't really experienced that, it can be tough for them. So I think it's the mindset of the players and the coaches. It's just each game at a time. Coach Kelly's been stressing that the last couple of weeks. A couple more games left, so each game at a time.
What have you seen from Nick Foles? Is he a different quarterback now than he was at the start of the season, do you think?
Well, it's tough because Nick, he wasn't the starter at first. So then when he got a chance to really play, because Mike was hurt. But, I mean, his time playing, he's looked good. He's been great in the huddle and great with the team, especially with the offense, making the right calls, reading the defense out, putting us in a great position to win. So much about Nick Foles, he's doing well.
Are you pretty amazed about the ease at which this situation has been handled? I mean, Michael Vick was named the starter at the beginning of the year, and he lost his job due to injury, basically, and Nick Foles has taken over, and how Michael has handled it.
I mean, it's tough. I think a guy like Michael Vick, being everything he has done in this league, you know, and actually to lose his job to injury, you know, it's tough. There's nothing you really can do about it because it's this type of game, you know, guys get injured. But the way everybody's handled it, I think, is him being a professional, being a little older. I guess he knows how the game works, and it's a business, and he knows that. So I think that's why you haven't heard too much big drama in Philadelphia about it, because the ways Mike and Nick and I think just the team has handled it the right way.
Your numbers have been different with Vic at quarterback compared to with Nick at quarterback. Do you have any feelings, you know, on them going with Foles?
Well, we got to win. I think if you ask somebody about their stats, they'll go with the stats answer, but we got to win. I think the last couple of years I've made stats and got different honors, but we haven't been winning. You know, so Nick right now is hot. He's real hot, and he's giving us a chance to win. So that's what we got to go with. I still think I could be productive in the run, running the ball. Now, sure, with Mike, I think it's definitely a bigger difference as far as just the way they play us. You got to account for Mike's running ability. That's the biggest difference between the two. You know, so when you say my numbers may be down with Nick, it's probably because they rather take me out, you know, and deal with Nick running. So I think any defense would do, I would do it if I was a defense coordinator. So it's understandable. But the biggest thing is when you do that, there's so many other things that we pull out our arsenal to use, and we have been using. And that's why we've been winning. So maybe Nick might not be the most flashy running quarterback there is, but he's making plays and he's winning games. And he has a pretty good average right now, too.
You said you won't be watching the playoffs. You're not looking at that playoff picture just yet as you stand here today.
That's what I said, yep.
Right, but tomorrow Dallas plays, and if they beat Oakland, they move into first place. How much you guys, as tough as that is, to not really worry or try to press or whatever come Sunday if they're in first?
Well, here's the thing. We just got to keep winning out. I mean, like I said, the only thing that's we really can control is just us winning. And then later on line, when we see them later in Dallas, if it comes to that, then we'll take care of it. But right now, it's got to win about the Arizona Cardinals. Not sure we watched the game. We want them to lose. That's obvious, but we can't really worry about that.
Bruce Arians, the Cardinals head coach, said today he thinks the read option is a college offense because of the way it puts the quarterback at risk. What is kind of your response to that? What do you think about it as a whole?
I think it could be productive at times. I mean, I think with anything is good and the bad. Yeah, sure, you're putting your quarterback at risk to get hit more than usual. I mean, but there's times where it's gaining big yards and you're very productive at it. So
you're on pace for 310 carries, LeSean.
Hope not.
And 360 touches, which both would be career highs for you. Any concern there, and how's your body holding up so far?
I'm fine. I feel fine. I definitely think there'll be a difference in getting that many carries, but I don't feel it at all. I don't feel it. And plus, I'm not the type of back that takes them big hits. Or I want to say, like, maybe all my carries are, like, on different backs who take the beatings, because I don't really take that many beatings. You can't really get a direct shot on me. Where other guys might take two or three shots, a tackle. Or you add up a game, it might be 10, 15. They get 25 carries, maybe 15 of them touches, they're getting, you know, smashed or blown up. Where guys only get as many shots one-on-one with me to really, you know, hit me. So I think it's different. Certain backs, you look at the way they get tackled, the way they get hit, are a lot different from other backs. So I don't see myself really with the high carries being 310, really a big 310 load, if that makes sense.
We haven't had chance really to ask you this since the Washington game, but you were seen kind of pulling the Redskins banner from the stands and everything. I was just kind of curious, like, you know, what made you want
to
do that?
It was something to do, something fun, pregame, warm-ups, messing with the guys. I gave him his flag back, though. Do you know that?
Did.
Yes. Yeah, he probably paid hard money for that. I ain't going to
take his I didn't know if that was like...
No. It was cool. We laughed about it. He's a fan. He'll probably talk about this 20 years from now. So it was cool. I gave him his banner back.
We will hear from linebacker D'Amico Ryans, and there he is, linebacker D'Amico Ryans.
No matter what happens tomorrow with Dallas, you know, they could kind of move ahead of you guys here. Do you just kind of say to yourselves, you know what, we control our own destiny and can't worry about what the Cowboys do in a sense right now?
Of course. We can't be focused on what the Cowboys are doing, and we have to handle our business, and that's how we approach it. Of course, you know, we'd like to be in a better situation than we're in, but we just have to keep our heads down, keep focused on our game, focus on the Arizona Cardinals, and go out and try to win against these guys. They're tough enough to be worried about than to be focused on the Cowboys.
You've had a run now against some lower-tier quarterbacks, guys who don't nearly have the experience of banged-up RG3, Tolzien. But this week, Carson Palmer, who's pretty much seen it all. Mindset change much differently, knowing you're going up against a real seasoned vet?
Well, we know we're going up against a very capable quarterback. You see, Carson's... He's back on the rise, being a you know, top quarterback in this league, and you know, our mindset doesn't change. We're still going to try to, you know, get after him in the passing game. We know we have to try to attack him and get after him, get some hits on him. That's still our approach, no matter, you know, who is back there at quarterback.
With Chip Kelly being a health nut, does he get on you guys at all about not eating too much tomorrow on Thanksgiving?
Oh no, he hasn't said anything about, you know, eating too much, but I'll. Our guys know how to handle themselves, and all guys, they'll know that we have to be ready to go on Sunday. So hopefully everybody knows not to overdo it.
How much appreciation do you have for what Fitzgerald has been able to do in this league, especially not always having a great quarterback to throw the ball?
Yeah, he's consistently been a dominant player in this league. You know, every time you look at receivers in the league, you have to put him up there in, you know, top five receivers in this league. I mean, his ability to go up and catch the ball is probably, you know, one of the best in the game to ever do it. And, you know, it's great to see a guy who, like you say, hasn't been on great teams year after year, but he's always productive. You know, he's not a me guy, not a guy who's out there. He's just a humble guy who just works and, you know, finds a way to still dominate the game.
I mean, Shady himself has outrushed the Arizona team, and I mean, you played a lot of games where you're like, we're stopping the run. Not necessarily the case this week, but again, also not a group you can overlook.
No, definitely. You can't overlook anyone. They still have two very capable backs who can get it done. You know, a fast young guy who can hit you on the outside and, you know, take it to the house. So we still are very focused on the run game first and foremost, and then, you know, of course we're focused on Fitzgerald.
D'Amico, it is December 1st on Sunday. For the younger guys, how do you and the other vets try to keep them, I guess, calm is the better word, knowing now that the stakes are getting higher and it's the time of year really is crunch time in the NFL?
We don't make it much bigger. You know, try to scare and make it bigger than what it is. Just want them to continue. Our approach has always been 1 week at a time. It'll continue to get better and better each week. So if we keep that mindset the same, no matter who we play, if guys still have that same mindset, that same approach, I feel like we'll do very well. All right. Thank you, guys.
There's a lot more questions.
All right, D'Amico Ryans, who certainly is a Pro Bowl-level player, vote for him to make the Pro Bowl on NFL.com, voting ongoing. We are live tomorrow. Reminder, join us at 11 o'clock. Chip Kelly meets the media at that time. Nick Foles post-practice. We'll carry it all for you live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us today. Be safe tonight. Big travel day around the country and around the world, and we want you to enjoy Sunday's game, Eagles-Cardinals. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live today. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and if I don't get to see you tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.